Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube, 88.9 FM. And it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello. Welcome. It is, let's see, we're St. Patrick's Day.
That's
actually
right. Mm-hmm.
And I have nothing to say about St. Patrick's Day except have a good one. And it happens to be a beautiful day. But when you're listening to this, it'll probably be Friday and it'll be all over. So what I can talk a little bit about is the local movies that are playing around here. And by around here, I actually mean the Maison de Cinema. And there is actually a new one in English since last week, which I thought was only in French, but as it turns out, it's in both languages. And it looks like a good one, a really good one. It's called Raya and the Last Dragon, and it's Disney. But it seems to be making waves because it has an Asian heroine, and apparently they say it's the first time that's the case. I actually thought Mulan was an Asian heroine, but nobody seems to agree with that. So I can talk a bit about this movie. Again, it's called Raya and the Last Dragon, and Raya is a young woman. The dragon is obviously a dragon, but give you a little movie info, and it says, long ago in the fantasy world of Cumandra, humans and dragons lived together in harmony. This all sounds kind of familiar, but when sinister dragons known as the Druin threatened the land, the dragons sacrificed themselves to save humanity. I bet they're sorry they did that. Now, 500 years later, those same monsters have returned, and it's up to a lone warrior, Raya, to track down the last dragon in order to finally stop the Druin for good. However, along her journey, she'll learn that it takes more than dragon magic to save the world. It's going to take trust as well. So this has some pretty familiar Disney themes, and I think it is a kind of a familiar Disney film. However, it's getting outstanding reviews. They're referring to it as gorgeously animated, skillfully voiced, and so on. But they do say there's a classic formula, and that's what they're using, but that it's a good one. And people, I guess, never get tired of it. The critics are liking it like to the tune of 95%, which is really a bit over the top in terms of critical raves. And the audience score is 85%, which is almost as high.
Mm-hmm.
Again, yeah, so it seems to be one which we're fortunate to have playing locally in English. And I am intending to go and see it just because it looks fun and intriguing. And I think that the voice actors will be excellent. One of them, the person who plays the dragon, is Awkwafina, and she's just a hoot. So I think she would be good. Even if nothing else is good, I think she'd be a wonderful dragon voice. So that's kind of the big news in terms of movies. The other movies that are here now in English are the same ones that were here last week. Okay, one is called the My Salinger Year, and I mentioned that's one that looks at a young woman who goes off to work for the agency that represents J.D. Salinger, and this goes back a number of years. He's been dead actually for quite some time, and he certainly stopped writing as well. But it looks like a movie that you certainly don't need to go to the big theater to enjoy, but it does look like something that adults, grown-ups, would like, especially if they have, as many of us do, kind of a fond feeling for J.D. Salinger. The other film is called News of the World with Tom Hanks and nobody else I recognize in the cast. And that, too, looks like a good one, an adult movie. And it's, as I say, it too has been getting quite good reviews. Maybe not quite so good as the Dragon movie, but still. Actually, no, I should say, no, it was the critics have given it an 88% and the audience 89%. So it's also way up there.
Mm-hmm.
They call it slow but absorbing ride down a comfortingly familiar Western trail with Tom Hanks in peak paternal mode, which is a great way to describe his recent movies. And it's set in the West, essentially 5 years after the end of the Civil War. Captain Jefferson Kyle Kidd crosses paths with a 10-year-old girl taken by the Kiowa people. Forced to return to her aunt and uncle, Kidd agrees to escort the child across some harsh and unforgiving plains of Texas. However, the long journey soon turns into a fight for survival as the traveling companions encounter danger at every turn, both human and natural. So again, it looks like pretty interesting and very, very, very well received, which means that the performances are good, the story is good, the direction is probably bang on, and it's one that I do hope to go and see. That's good. Beautifully crafted, no-frills adventure, rewarding and entertaining drama, and so on. So it's, again, an adult film, but one that it does seem as though adults would appreciate. So in terms of what's going on in English locally, that's it. Unfortunately, they have changed the Maison de Cinema website, and it's unfortunately not as user-friendly as it has been in the past. So I'm a little annoyed about that, but I haven't contacted them. I'm just gonna go with the flow. But it used to be easier to navigate around the site. I have a look quickly at what's happening coming up in the future, like coming attractions. And there are, let's see, we have Godzilla versus Kong, which begins April 9th. I'm pretty sure that's got to be in both languages. And there's another one there's another one which is actually extremely well received, kind of low key, called Nomad Land, also coming on the 9th of April. Not a whole lot more than that. There's a Korean movie called Minari, and it's in the language is Korean, but there are English subtitles. So that looks pretty good. I'll be able to report a bit more on that next week. And that's coming on March 19th. So in other words, soon. In fact, if it's not March 19th, it should be on this week's May. Mm-hmm. Anyway, as I say, I'm a little disappointed and annoyed with the way they're advertising their films. It doesn't work. It certainly doesn't work for me. Probably doesn't work for anybody. It's hard to figure out what's there, when, and in what language. And that hadn't been the case in the past. So I will have to give them a piece of my mind. Related to movies, and I'm not going to dwell on this because I don't want to, and there's not enough to dwell on, is that the 2021 Oscar nominations have come out, and Oscar-nominated films are playing sort of all over the place, including on streaming services. The one that I can absolutely recommend is The Trial of the Chicago 7 as one of the best pictures. But again, I'm not going to go into great detail about that. You can find the full list of what movies have been nominated for what Oscars by going online to Rotten Tomatoes, among other sites. And maybe next time I'll go into greater detail. So that's it. That's it for now.
Okay.
We have a, hopefully, now that we're in spring, officially we will shortly officially be in spring, and the weather, I think, is it's turning better.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. Okay. I hope we don't end up with a late March dump, but sometimes that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's about it for me for this week.
Okay, thanks very much, Melanie. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.